I found that sharing your birthday with the anniversary of Adolf Hitler's suicide is a convenient way to detach yourself from bores at parties, especially if you impart that little factoid with an ever so slightly manic scowl. We live in a culture that worships callow youth, not so secretly despises the old, and lives in mortal terror of mortality. So yeah, I'm as prone as anyone to get neurotic about birthdays, but have been trying to lighten up about it. And I do this by reading a couple of pages of the Book of Revelations before going to sleep. It does cheer me up no end. The last book in the Christian Bible is, like every other area of biblical scholarship, a cause for intense controversy. Is it a vision of the end of days correct in every particular? An elaborate allegory of contemporary events in first century Asia Minor? Or just a delightful sourcebook for bad heavy metal album covers, pretentious horror movies, and unspeakably crapulous evangelical fiction? I tend to go with Thomas Jefferson when he described it as the ravings of a maniac, no more worthy nor capable of explanation than the incoherences of our own nightly dreams. And yes, it does cheer me up. I mean, how can you not enjoy a vengeful god overseeing a snuff movie of cosmic proportions, and the characters, the conveniently branded Antichrist, the Whore of Babylon, the vengeful angels, and my personal favourites, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, war, famine, pestilence, and death. They're cheering because now they've been replaced by coughing pig death, global economic crisis, 24-hour war porn, and relentless brain death. In the first century, John the Evangelist came up with his horrific images of doom, and yet, over the last 2,000 years, the human race has carried on regardless. I'm still confident they can do that today.